For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. In an hour, Kelsey Ballerini will be in to talk and to play music live. Luke Bryan will be in 2 hours, so all that's happening. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Lunchbox's wife now wants a Taj Mahal garage, which Amy's building a huge garage.
It's on a hill. My backyard raises up, so it's on a hill, so it looks bigger than it actually is.
Amy lives where there's no parking, and so you have to street park. And so she's building what Lunchbox has called the Taj Mahal garage.
Yeah.
And they live near each other, so now your wife wants one.
Oh, we drive by it all the time, and we've been talking about it, and then she hits me with it. What if we built a Taj Mahal garage in our backyard?
Oh, no.
We would have somewhere where to park. We wouldn't have to fight for street parking.
Yeah.
And every time we go by, she's like, look at how awesome it looks. It makes the house complete.
It's coming along, isn't it?
Oh, it's coming along.
Yeah.
I mean, the trees are, like, just gone, like, disappearing because of the Taj Mahal garage. Oh. And now my wife wants one, so I'm supposed to find out the builder's information and all that from Amy.
Okay.
Do you have to street park, too?
Oh, I street park.
Every day?
Every day.
That's crazy. Like, I would not buy a house if I had to street park.
This is my legit first real garage in my 10 years of marriage.
You've always street parked?
Always street parked.
I didn't live there.
Mm-hmm. We had a little garage thing in North Carolina, but that's where I did the radio show out of it. So we didn't really park in it, no.
Wow. Well, good luck with your Taj.
Taj Mahal garage number 2.
When will yours be done, Amy?
Oh, man. Hopefully in the next month or so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Taj Mahal garage and 2 new kids?
Detail.
Damn.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This Bosu Body Bar restaurant, they found a way around the rule that you can't feed the homeless with the leftovers. Because the rule is you can't just take food at the end of the night and go, okay, everybody, come get the free food. And so what happens is when the shifts are over, employees take out these brown paper bags of food that's given to them and they leave them on the street for homeless people in need. They say, quote, when we close the doors for the day, we promise to leave bags of food outside. They're not breaking the law.
No. Nope.
They're not passing it out.
No. Nope.
The employees get free food, and so what they choose to do with it is they put it in a bag and they leave it out there for people who need it.
Genius.
It's a good way to work around the system right there.
Yeah.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. World Series Game 1 was last night. Dodgers won 3-1 over the Astros. Game 2 is tonight. In Florida, 14 people were injured, 2 critically, in an airboat crash. They said the steering cable broke. That's why it crashed in the lake. And finally, weather forced 1,000 flight cancellations yesterday, especially in the Northeast. Really bad rain and wind. Make sure you check flight status today before heading to the airport.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Boom. Let's do another round of Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Josh in Murfreesboro.
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
What up, buddy? What do you want to ask the show?
Hey, man. My question is, what are y'all going to dress up as for Halloween?
Well, I'm doing a show in Austin, a Raging Idiot show, and I'm dressed up as a Raging Idiot because we have our jumpsuits. Amy still will not tell us. You can tell us now?
Nope.
You're still not going to tell us?
Nope.
I know. Dude, this is the worst question.
Why is it so wide? Like, what do we need to know?
People just want to know.
They want to know what you're dressing up as. That's the gossip. It's trending on Twitter.
Oh. Lunchbox.
When I go out, I'll be a penguin.
He's a penguin.
He's had the same costume for 10 years.
Year.
Ray?
Been considering going shirtless, doing the Michael Phelps thing, or male stripper.
Oh, there you go.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Zach in Oklahoma.
I'm a new listener, first time caller. Yeah. You guys have probably got this question already. But what did you guys do before you got into radio?
So I'll just kind of talk our way through this one. Amy sold granite. She graduated from Texas A&M and was doing granite sales when I met her. Like, she'd never worked on radio. And she was, like, selling wholesale granite for countertops, basically.
Yeah, basically.
And then we met, and she was my friend. I was like, hey, do you want to be part of the show? That's what Amy did. Anything I missed there? She also worked at Gold's Gym for a while.
That was before I did great. That was right out of college. I worked the front desk.
Lunchbox, when I met him, he was selling sandwiches at Jason's Deli.
I was a delivery driver, worked my way up all the way to the number two driver, so I did breakfast and lunch and was making straight cash.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I mean, I was making a lot of money. I'm telling you, it was awesome for a 21-year-old little punk kid just out of college or about to be out of college.
So that Lunchbox was a delivery driver at Jason's Deli. Me, I started radio when I was a teenager, and so I did nights and then mornings, and I mean, I'm the only one of the whole show that's a radio person. So, hey everybody, it's a little more radio person here. It's my radio voice. So, and then Raymond, our producer, he like sold telecommunications.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, can I get you a bundle package for that? $34.99, I'll upgrade you. That kind of thing. So yeah, Zach, our show is like weird because we're not real radio people, and at times that's why we're not very good.
Oh, yeah, I think you guys are great, man. I love listening to you guys. I'm glad I found the station.
I appreciate that. And you listen in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah, where at?
I'm traveling for work. Enid?
I know Enid. You know why I know it? Because I was over at Blake's Ranch. It's over near there.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, I travel for work, and we're out here right now. I work on a windmill farm.
Yeah, hard work. Not what I do. I do wimpy work. I appreciate that. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling, bud. That's another round of Ask the Show. Time for your positivity. Little Wednesday, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
I want to say something, and I actually want to disprove a negative myth. So this is my tell me something good. So people are not poisoning candy. People are not putting razor blades or putting LSD in candy. Since 1974, there has been one case, period, of any of that happening. Period.
Just takes one.
But in our lifetime, it's never happened. In our lifetime, no one's ever put razor blade inside of candy.
Okay.
Because we were all born in the 80s or above.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's just, so crazy that urban legend has lived
just
on.
Just not true.
Just not true. Be happy. Rest assured. Go and get your candy. But moderately eat it.
Yeah.
Amy.
Okay. A UPS driver started a Facebook page for dogs that he meets along his route. Like, he sees all kinds of dogs and has treats. And now other UPS drivers have started, you know, adding to the Facebook page. And they just have all these pictures of all these dogs they see along the way. And people love it. It's called UPS Dogs. If you're looking for something happy on Facebook,
that's
for
pretty
once,
funny.
UPS Dogs, check it out. Other animals that get cameos on the page, cats, deer, donkeys, and pigs. But predominantly dogs.
Lunchbox.
Rob Jones is a U.S. Marine. He lost both his legs in Afghanistan. He got back and he's like, am I going to let this stop me? Nope, I'm going to start running marathons. So he's running 31 marathons in 31 days in 31 different cities. And he's about halfway through his journey right now.
Wow. Even to do one. Just one. It's crazy. And he's doing 31.
31 in 31 days. That's, and he crazy. Finishes on November 11th.
Man, shout out to that dude.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
You and Kourtney Kardashian are a lot alike, same.
Yeah, she's a little wacko with her food stuff and things around the house. I know this about her.
She doesn't have a microwave. She swears against them. She's like you.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no microwave.
Yep.
But they've proven that microwaves don't do anything bad.
Is they to and I don't believe them. I know, it's like Dr. Oz and Harvard and people that we like. I also do like to credit for things, but not this.
And you don't think you'll get any sort of heating device when your kids move in?
No. No, I mean, I have an oven and I have a stovetop.
Doesn't your husband get so annoyed every time you have to warm something up, they have to put it in the oven?
Yeah, he has to put it, like for his coffee, he has to pour it from the cup into a pot, turn the stove on, heat it up, and then pour it back into a cup. It's really, he's used to it, honestly, because we haven't had a microwave for a while, but it's when we have guests. They're just used to, like, my sister. She's like, what? And then she's got her four kids, and she's like, she tells me the same thing. She's like, all this is going to change when the kids come. And I'm like, no, it's not, which just makes me make it not want to change. When people tell me that, I'm like, okay, fine. I'll show you.
Are you sure your husband doesn't have a microwave, like, back in another part of the house that you don't know about, like a secret closet?
That would be hilarious if he did. That would be funny. I don't know. I haven't found it. He'd be in trouble, though.
Isn't there some sort of thing that's, that you don't feel is like radioactive that you could use? I just feel like when these kids come, you're going to spend all your time putting stuff in the oven. They'd be like,
oh, really?
Feed me.
Do you ever use a toaster for like toast?
I get, yeah, but I don't
same
think that,
thing.
No.
So you plug it into the heat.
That's like me using my curling. It's different. It's different.
I don't know about that.
Y'all are trying to tell me a microwave is the same as a toaster?
I'm trying to say you don't really know about any of them.
I'm trying to say I don't
Do you use a cell phone to get up to your head?
Yeah, and I should not. Okay, and I'm thinking about getting rid of it.
No, you're not. Stop it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 26-year-old woman went to her ex-boyfriend's house because she wanted her teddy bear back.
All right.
She knocks on the door and says, I want my teddy bear. You have it inside. He says, no. She goes, okay. He closes the door. She lights the house on fire.
What? But how?
She poured some gasoline.
Oh, my goodness.
He got out, but the house...
Did the teddy bear make it?
Teddy bear, complete loss.
Oh, man.
I can't believe she burned his house down. There was more to it than the teddy bear, right? We all agree that there's more to it than just a teddy bear.
I don't know. Sometimes women
Nah,
just...
come on. More than teddy bear theft.
All right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Kelsey Ballerini's here, everybody.
Hey, Bobby Bones. Good morning.
I was looking at some... your Instagram, and you did a boomerang of everybody jumping into the pool at the end of your party.
Yeah.
Except for you.
No, I did.
Oh, you were the one that jumped
in? I was in the middle.
Who didn't jump in?
My friend Jennifer. Oh. She hosted. It was her house.
I thought it was you because it was so far away.
She came up to me at the end of the party. She was like, can you Photoshop me out? I'm like, of a boomerang? No.
So you in full dress jumped in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And the hashtag was like something Evans. What's the hashtag?
Happily Evans After.
Happily Evans After.
It's pretty cute. It's pretty cute. I like it. That worked out.
All this stuff, though, but you're not saying when you're getting married, but all this stuff, like.
No. Okay. No. I mean, like, we're both so busy. Like, he's putting out his first single here. I'm putting out my record, and that's our main focus. And then when we go away, we just go away, and we're done for the year. So. We have a lot to do before then.
All right.
Yeah.
Kelsey's here, which, by the way, Kelsey and I have something in common. We both are endorsers for Glade.
Hey,
like, here's Kelsey's commercial, if you'd like to hear it.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini, and I have a little time off tour, so I'm going to take a road trip with my new Glade plug-ins car.
There it is.
Yeah?
Glade. You're funny.
Dang.
I've seen it. It's good. Best-smelling cars in country music.
I haven't heard yours, though.
I do them right here in front of you sometimes. You don't pay attention to what I say.
No.
Glade plug-ins car. Kelsey's record comes out on the 3rd.
Yeah.
So you put out a song last week. I don't even know which one it was because I've heard them all now. And they all kind of...
Miss Me More.
That's it. It went to number ones on iTunes.
It did. It was my first one.
First one.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was awesome.
That.
Thank you.
I want to play Legends.
Okay.
Because it's the single right now.
Yes.
And I've heard you play it stripped down. I love it stripped down.
Thank
what up,
you.
By the way.
This is Reed.
Hey, Reed. Good to see you, buddy.
You too.
So Kelsey Ballerini's here. You can download this song. You can download High School. You can download Miss Me More.
And Unapologetically.
And Unapologetically.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. That's what she said. All right, here we go. We're going to... No.
What?
No? All right. No?
Okay, let's play.
Okay, we can drop the delay. All right, Kelsey Ballerini is here. And we're gonna do Legends right now. All right, here we go. Right. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Hey, tell me about the picture of you and Jennifer Lopez and how that happened.
Okay, so I had my bachelorette party in Vegas, and we... tried to get like backstage passes and like meet and greets and stuff, and we couldn't, like, it was sold out that weekend. So we just like sat in like seats in front of the sound booth, and no one stood up during the whole concert. During a J-Lo concert, no one stood up, and me and all my girls did, and we just like danced the whole time. And at the end, a guy tapped me on the shoulder behind me, and he was like, hey, are you Kelsey? And I was like, yeah.
And he was like, I'm Jennifer's manager. And he had been sitting behind me the whole time, but sitting down, and we were standing up, so I was blocking his view. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to block your view. Like, we just wanted to dance. He was like, no, I was so happy that you guys were actually having fun. We didn't know you were here. Do you want to go meet Jennifer? And I was like, That'll be fine. That'll work. That'll be fine. That's good. And me and all my friends were like, we tried so hard to play it cool, but we were like hitting each other like as we were walking back, you know, just freaking out. And she's so beautiful in person. It's weird.
Wait a minute. Then there's a piano.
Oh, you know the whole story. Okay, so we went up to her dressing room, and it's separated like a little green room, and then her dressing room's attached, but the door was shut. And her vocal coach was in there singing, and he was like, what do you know? And I was like, do you know Girl Crush? And he was like, yeah. And so we started playing Girl Crush, and I started singing on like this little microphone that she had set up. And then she walked out. She floated out, and she was like, who was that singing? And all my friends were like pointing at me, and she just came over, and she was like, I'm Jennifer. And I was like, I know. It was awesome. Y'all, it was awesome.
I love it when I act like I don't know stories and I can just
I don't know how you knew that.
Because you told it to me like the day after it happened. I was like, who did you know?
And you were
like, I tried to get Shane to get us back there. Nothing worked.
Yeah, it was booked. She was booked.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah. And then A-Rod's little girls were there. And so I sat and sang with them and I was like, hi, I'm Kelsey. They're like, we know. And I was like, oh, they're like, yeah, we watched the Disney Channel, duh. And I was like, okay.
That's cool.
All right, come back on the 3rd because that's when your record's out.
Yes.
Come back, we'll have a little party.
Celebration.
All right, Kelsey Ballerini is here. Let's clap our hands and we'll see you back soon. All right, Kelsey Ballerini, and you can download like 4 songs right now, by the way.
Yeah.
And download those and pre-order the record because it comes out on the 3rd. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, Lunchbox has the story, but we're going to play.
Is it fake news?
Congrats to 10-year-old Vanessa Bruxton on making it into the Guinness Book of World Records. She is from Alabama, 10 years old, and she became the youngest woman ever to get her pilot's license. She's been flying since the age of 7 with her dad.
Okay, so you have a 10-year-old with a pilot's license.
Fake news.
I think it's real.
Really? You can have a pilot's license at 10?
She can only fly certain planes. Did I leave that out?
Oh, okay, now he's getting so specific that I feel like you've been messing with us.
Yeah, I don't care what you're flying. Is she flying a drone? Because that's about all she can fly.
So you're going fake news.
I just do not see how a 10-year-old could have a pilot's license.
I think a 10-year-old can get a black belt and a pilot's license.
What?
I'm going
you're
real
crazy.
News. I'm going real news.
Fake news.
Lunchbox,
fake.
I'm going real news. What is it?
Open up the Guinness Book of World Records. You will not see Vanessa. It's fake news.
Yeah.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
You got me, Ann. The Bobby Bones Show. So Lunchbox has been married for how long now?
A little over 2 years, about 2 years and 5 months.
Look at you.
Yeah.
How's it been going, you think?
I mean, I think it's been going great. We've been crushing it at life.
Yeah?
Yeah, married life.
So if you were giving a report card?
I would say a solid, solid B minus.
Wow.
What did she say?
Wow.
A B minus? That's not crushing it. That's barely making the honor roll.
I didn't make honor roll that much, so I don't really know. But B minus is pretty good. Whenever I got a B minus on my report card, I thought I was doing pretty well.
It's all relative.
Why not an A? Like, what's missing?
I mean, there's just certain things. I mean, we don't nail everything. I mean, there's sometimes we mess up and we're not perfect and we're getting better and we don't do things together all the time. And
you're just saying words right now.
Yeah, he's rambling.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's not an A+. Like, I mean, we get along great.
What does she need to change to get it to an A?
Oh, she needs to be nicer to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, more understanding, maybe.
So, there are things that happen. Like, for example, Lunchbox's wife was on TV.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, because of her job, and she's out talking about her new job. She's literally on the news,
okay,
right? And he says nothing about it to us.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why wouldn't you talk about it with us? Like that's a big
thing.
She's out,
like, fronting a company and, like, talking about it on the news.
Like,
and
proud husband.
Yes, and he says, had it not been told to me, I wouldn't have known.
No way.
I don't understand what I was supposed to say. Like, come in, hey, guys, my wife was on the news last night.
Bring in the audio. It's not like, I'm sure you recorded it.
I did record it. She was on the news multiple times. She's on the radio all the time. I mean, you want me to bring clips of her on the radio?
Are you proud of her?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, like, she's stealing your thunder.
That's it. You nailed it.
He's jealous. He's jealous.
Like, here's the thing. You're not on the news.
Yep.
No, here's the thing. She gets real nervous and she doesn't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of like,
she's probably better than you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sounds like she gets real nervous.
She's
going to
take your job.
Doing it
just
all the time.
What
if we let her fill in for Amy if Amy goes to Haiti?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
There is no way my wife would fill in on the radio.
Why not?
No chance.
Ask her. Somebody.
I guarantee you she wouldn't. She'd be too. I'll ask her.
You'll ask her, but you'll go, before I hit record, you better say no.
Or else.
No. She would get too nervous.
Whatever.
A lot of pressure to be in here with a superstar.
You need to bring some recording of her on TV.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know when somebody says, oh, man, that's my worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of mine. We'll go around the room. Like, what's your worst nightmare? Mine is being stuck in traffic and I'm late to a meeting and I can do nothing about it.
That's so nothing.
That's your worst nightmare?
That's so terrible.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
I'm on time everywhere all the time. And if it's like a big meeting or like I have to go, and that's my worst nightmare is being helpless. Like, I can't even jump out of my car and run. It's my worst nightmare. Not being able to get somewhere on time. Worst nightmare. Amy?
Mine is a spider crawling into my ear and hatching a bunch of baby spiders and then them coming out. Really is. It's my worst nightmare. It could happen, though. It happens to people all the time I see on the internet.
Yeah, fake news. Lunchbox?
My biggest fear is just coming upon a snake when I don't expect it, and it's just lying in wait, and there I am, and I'm trapped, and it's just me and the snake, and I can't do anything. Or if I, like, get in bed and it's under my sheets, just anywhere. I have these thoughts all the time about, what if I go around that corner and there's a snake? Or I'm walking the dog, mowing the grass, and here comes a snake. Oh!
So, I don't want to be late. Amy doesn't want spiders, and Lunchbox doesn't want snakes.
Yeah.
Eddie, what is your worst nightmare? Producer Eddie.
Mine is a home invasion with maybe like I'm napping or something and I wake up and someone's in my house like stealing my stuff. I wouldn't know what to do. Oh, that's so scary to me.
Well, what do you do?
Oh, well, I have baseball bats now. So I'd grab my baseball bat and if the kids were home, I'd tell them to grab theirs and we'd smack them hard.
All right, there you go.
Get their stuff back.
There's all of our worst nightmare. Ray, what's your worst nightmare?
Sleeping in, man, and missing part of the show, being late.
Yeah, that one I can understand.
Whose is the scariest?
Mine, for sure.
Mine.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So the Backstreet Boys are hitting the studio for an album, and it's going to have a country twist.
They shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because they're not committing to it fully. No one's going to buy in for a twist. Now, if the Backstreet Boys want to put out a country record, it'd still be a hard sell. But at least we'd respect the fact they were going for it. When Steven Tyler did it, probably wasn't going to work. But at least we respected the fact that he was committing himself to it.
Yeah.
The Backstreet Boys got a little success with Florida Georgia Line.
Mm-hmm.
And they think now they got us. And they don't. They were very nice to me, though. But I'm saying, unless you commit, you don't even have a chance.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
The only person that could do that would be Taylor if she did a half pop, half country album. And that's because she already was country.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, Taylor's had people at her house the last couple nights in town. Because she's previewing new music from a record.
Oh, I guess she must have known I was busy.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get the invite?
No, because I was in another thing. She probably knew that. I was like, it's okay, Taylor. I have a Haiti thing.
Yeah.
What? Just hanging out at her house?
Lots of radio people came in. She's done it a couple times.
Yeah, radio people.
Into Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, I got some collaborative performances for the CMAs that are coming up. Kelsea Ballerini is going to be with Reba. Dierks Bentley is going to be with Rascal Flatts. Maren Morris is going to be with the One Direction dude, Niall Horan. And Brad Paisley will be with Kane Brown.
There'll be some more big ones announced, too.
Like, ooh.
You have to remember, the CMAs are where Timberlake and Stapleton did their thing. And it gave us the gift that is Stapleton.
That is so true.
So there'll be some big ones. I'm privy to information that I don't share until I'm supposed to. There'll be some big ones.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan is in the hallway. But we have to do the morning corny. So we're going over to the morning corny. Because when Luke comes in, if we start the morning corny with him around, we're in trouble. Let's go with the morning corny now.
The morning corny.
Why did the vampire subscribe to the New York Times?
Why did the vampire subscribe to the New York Times?
He heard it had great circulation.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah, I do. That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. That's hard for me to tell these days because, you know, kids don't know much about the newspaper and having circulation.
I didn't think about that.
But
suspension?
No!
I'm just kidding. The listener's the one who suspended you, not me.
I know, but I was tattling on myself just making sure. And, like, if kids don't know about the paper, they should know that, like...
Yeah, back in the 60s.
Back in the day, we used to have to wake up in the morning and read the paper.
There you go. There's the morning. Luke's here. Luke Bryan's coming in here.
That was the Morning Corny. The Bobby
Bones Show. All right, Luke Bryan's here. What up, buddy?
What's up?
Holy cow, you're loud.
I know, big old...
You always come in fired up.
Big old fog. It's because, like, I'm perfectly, like, caffeinated. Like, it's super infused into my bloodstream right now.
I saw you, I guess about a week or so ago at the Artist of the Year Awards, and I saw you and Lionel together.
Yes.
Saw you first, and then Lionel walked in, and you were like, man, that's Lionel Richie. And then I didn't put two and two together as I was geeking out about Lionel Richie, that now you guys are working together.
Yeah, y'all are like buddies.
Yes, and you ducked out on your photo op.
I did, because Bobby is a huge Lionel fan, and I wanted him to have that
just
moment.
Gave him his...
And it's okay. The back of my hair is in the picture. It's fine.
I got you.
I saw the like an Instagram video of you and Lionel playing piano.
Yes.
Like, that's got to be crazy for you, right?
Dude, let me explain something to you. So, we're on set at Idol, and so I grew up playing his stuff on piano, but he comes around, like, but I play stuff in different keys. He comes around me with both his hands, and his hands are in there with mine. I mean, our Instagram post was, what, a minute? But for 15 minutes, hit Lionel Richie's hands are in, like, I'm about to dang tear up talking about it. And just the fact that I can sit there and his hands and we're bumping, our hands are bumping into each other, and he's showing me stylistically how he goes about these chords. And I can see the way, just, I'm that close to his hands on a piano. It's a damn mind trip. I mean, and he'll try to go show me something on piano, and like what he's trying to show me is like from the Lord. The Lord gave him that, and I'm like, Lionel, I ain't gonna ever have what you just did just there. And he doesn't know any notes on piano. He just plays it.
Wow.
So if you tell him something, or like if I play one of my songs and he watches me play it, he has to play it like he plays it. And he don't even know how he plays it. It's amazing. It's just like...
That is a Lord.
Were you guys friends before this?
Well, you know, through the business.
So friendly.
Yes. Now, we met, I guess, 4 years ago. We did a CRS thing when he was putting out Tuskegee. And he and I performed at a CRS event. And that was the first time I met him. And then we were able to do something on Cross. We were able to do was it a Crossroads that we did? We did a performance together that won a performance of the year for CMT. And then I did... Penny Lover on the Grammys for him. And so, you know, through the years, we've just kept, you know, running into one another. But now to be a part of Idol with him and Katie, and to really, I mean, he's just a good human being.
Who pulled who in? Who called and said, yeah, this is cool, you should do it too?
You know, with the whole process of how it went down, you know, I mean, we hear that there's an interest, you know. My manager calls me, and she's like, hey. And she calls me with TV stuff all the time. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Touring's too important. Touring's too, you know. And when I get the call about Idol, I'm like, this may be interesting. And so we start the process, but you know, we obviously find out that Katie is already locked in, and then... You know, at that point, it's about how is this going to affect my touring, and how is this going to affect my life, my safe little country life, country music singer life, which I know it sounds funny, but my wife and I and my family, we've got this safe little country music life figured out. You know, we know kind of when I'm going to tour every year, when I'm going to make albums. So, and, you know, we kind of skirt under the radar on tabloids and gossip and all that stuff. So we had to, you know, we had to work through all that. But then at that point, my first focus is Caroline and the boys. But then how are my fans going to perceive this? What shows do I have to move around? I mean, we had to move a few shows around this year, which just drives me crazy because I know, you know your fans have already booked hotel rooms and stuff. And it was the first time in, you know, a 12-year hardcore touring career that I've had to move shows around. But now that I'm in the trenches with it, and we got all the mumbo jumbo of the contracts, and you know, it's funny. Like, I woke up and saw a Google alert like, trouble on the set of American Idol.
Oh,
and I'm like, come on. I mean, we're having a blast. Now, if somebody's not liking one of the other, I mean, I'm not picking up on it. I mean, but we're having a blast.
That's how you find out nobody likes you.
Yeah, I'm like, and then what's funny though, you're like, well, I guess everybody likes me.
You start to try to pinpoint who it is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, well, maybe I've inadvertently offended somebody. No, but man, it's fun. It really is 50% more fun than I thought it was going to be because.
Which one are you? Which judge?
You know, we are all pretty linear in our handlement of these contestants because, you know, we're not some record exec and we're not some, you know, we're not some.
Not a producer, a record exec. You're not a business.
We know the head. Artist. We know the fragile head of an artist. And, you know, our biggest hurdle is when we get somebody that's very talented, but they're not ready to go the distance in American Idol. I mean, in 2 years, when they've had two more years of singing out live, I mean, it's funny. You get these 16, 17-year-old kids in there that they think that they're going to win American Idol. And you know, they don't understand that they're talented, but you don't want to handle them wrongly. You don't want to crush dreams. And, you know, even with somebody, you know, we're being pretty good about, I mean, in a world, you guys see it. You guys sell Pimp and Joy. I mean, you know, TV needs less mean and the world needs less mean and hurtful stuff. I mean, I think it's all about. Now, when you tell people no, you're hurting them. I mean, but at some point.
But you're not trying to be nasty about it.
Right. I'm not saying. And the thing is, if somebody's silly and goofy, I mean, my biggest hurdle is you're going to see it all over my face because I look like. I mean, that's just the funny part. I mean, I don't want to lose me looking at somebody like they have five heads because I think that's what people are going to get a chuckle out of that. But I tell you what, though, after this, you know, I will be a truth teller. I'll just tell you like I see it and move on. So you get people up there in front of you, just tears running down their face. Please, please let me through. And Lionel has said yes. Katie said no. And it's just like, I mean, their whole life hedges on what you say. And you know in your heart, you got to tell them no. It's a booger. It's tough.
Luke Bryan's here. I got American Idol. I got the whole world.
So much.
Whole world right at your fingers.
We hope. Man. We'll see.
What a difference, like, just a few years make.
Man, it's crazy. So
I mean, you was out on the peanut farm just a few years ago. Now here we are together.
It's funny. I mean, when you think about what can happen in 10 years in your life, it's pretty remarkable that so many, you know, you can start a family, you can start a career, you can, you know, change lives, you can build a house and almost get divorced because you're building a house. No, I'm playing, but. Don't build houses.
Too big about.
Oh,
yeah.
You bicker over that?
Yeah, probably one.
We did
lots
at the
of
time.
Details.
No. We didn't ever bicker over it. We were just like,
nah.
We were just like, why don't we just do a one-story ranch house? One story. No stairs. No vacuum cleaning the stairs.
Because you vacuum the stairs. Okay.
I am. No, I have currently, I have a Bissell steam cleaner sitting on my rug because my new puppy has picked our rug to be his accident spot right in front of our fireplace and our main living area. So when I get home, I've got to do a little old, do some Bissell.
Fire up the Bissell?
Fire up the old Bissell, the old stain remover.
All right,
I will tweet a picture of me doing that just to prove.
Video.
We believe you.
Video.
We used to not believe you. We always believe you now.
You ought to see Lionel Richie when I'm telling him things I just did. Like, he's like, "Where you been, partner?" I said, "Well, I was out helping my wife get Brett's barn ready, and we had a pig get out of a fence," and Lionel's looking at me like I'm an absolute Martian.
Yeah.
He's like, "You mean you just did this 20 minutes ago?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
All right, we're going to see you when the record comes out. You're going to come back.
Yes.
Good luck with all the I know it's a whole new world you're going into. Good
yes,
luck.
Yes, with Idol, yes. I will, when I'm picking out, when I'm looking at the tabloids in the grocery store, I have a little anxiety.
You let me know which ones aren't true. I'll take care of them. All right?
All right, yeah, you squash them for me.
And we'll see you come back. Record comes out in December 9th.
8th.
8th.
December 8th.
That's a long way away, so we'll see you.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
We'll be here.
Go and live your Luke Bryan life now. All right, Luke Bryan, everybody, there he is.
Thank you, Bobby.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Raymond, our producer, has now been allowed to drive Uber. He went, is now free to drive Uber, and he's going to start driving Uber.
No way.
You are?
In the murdered out Blazer?
Oh, my Blazer. Goodness. Oh boy. What if we order Uber once and we get Ray?
That's a very good possibility.
The thing is, Ray's been offering to do handiwork for a lot of people on the show, extra odds and ends.
Yes.
And we've all wondered if there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything going on in your life?
Nothing going on. Just, can you believe that everybody right now is doing Uber? Not one of us drives an Uber, and we probably have the best schedule to do that. Why not take advantage of it?
So when do you start driving Uber?
Kidding me? Today. I could do it anytime I want. All I got to do is just turn on the app.
So you have the little Uber sticker on your car?
Yep. No, that's not even a legit thing. You could drive without even a sticker.
No, that's just an add-on. I identify. Are you sure?
Yeah, they do it so you feel safe. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
He likes people to feel unsafe. Can't you
say? Well, they're going to be getting picked up in the murdered out Blazer. And here's the thing, man. I'm getting people from A to B real quick.
But
why?
You haven't done it yet.
I have not done one ride.
Are you going to today?
It's going to be in the next couple days.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a busy schedule, but trust me, by the weekend, I'm for sure doing it.
He hasn't even driven anybody, and he's talking about how he's getting them there real quick.
Are you going to have a party theme, party favors in your car? How
Candy?
Is it going to work? You got to up your game.
Oh,
you
it's going to be different than most people, because actually, you can have, in the back seat, you can have drinks, and if you want to, you can have alcoholic beverages, too. So I've actually considered maybe putting a couple beers back there, everything on ice, and then there's some candies, gum, and stuff like that for when people roll in after the clubs.
So when I leave work, if you just turn yours on, I can go, hey, in order you, and you take me home.
I think it's all random. You couldn't select me like that. So
no, but you can select their proximity.
Oh, sure, yeah. Then I would probably be the closest one.
Interesting. Our boy Raymond here is going to drive Uber now.
That's
the
really
thing is,
really
again, Raymond makes a decent wage.
But we think he's gambling it or something?
Yes.
It's extra side hustle. He's just working hard.
I'm actually curious, man. If I start rolling in this Uber, I'm like, full-time job? Hello.
So you're saying if it goes well enough, you'd leave this?
I love driving places and meeting people. It's both of those things.
Huh. All right, let us know. So you're not going to do it today?
Not today or tomorrow, but...
At least by the weekend.
At least by the weekend.
Okay, there we are. Raymond is going to be an Uber driver now.
Let's go.
The farther people live from work, the less happy they are. So shorter commutes, happier job. What's your commute?
About 7 minutes.
Lunchbox?
11 minutes.
How about you guys live next to each other?
Yeah, but he's a few stop signs back.
Yeah, and you got to come to a complete stop, and every time that adds 30 seconds.
I'm about 6 minutes, but to be fair, we do drive when there's no one on the road because we wake up so early.
Yeah, like no one on the road.
You ever have a long time where you commute?
Oh, yeah. Before my job before this, when I was in sales, I was in the car for over an hour on my way to work and home. And sometimes if there was a bad accident, make it an hour and a half.
Did you just hate that so much?
Oh, it was brutal. I would think all the time, if I just lived right by work, I could sleep 30 minutes longer, or I could do this in the morning, I could do that. But I would just be sitting in my car.
Shout out to everybody right now.
Sitting in their cars, yes.
Sitting in their cars in the middle of traffic. Uh-huh. Because we whine about having to wake up at 3, 4 in the morning, but we don't have to sit in traffic.
That is true.
So there's that. Doctors are talking about this woman who sweats blood.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
That's not real news.
No, no, it's real.
It's real. We can't start questioning everything as fake news, by the way. This is not what this is. This pair of doctors, they have this woman who was hospitalized with a condition where she sweats blood from her face and her hands.
Oh, man.
Sometimes 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Anytime she's in physical activity, it starts to happen. Here's the question.
What?
You're single. You meet her. You hit it off.
You think she's hot.
She starts sweating blood. What is that, deal breaker?
Oh,
no.
I am Audi 5000. There is no chance I could date her after that. The first time I saw it, I'd be like, is that always going to happen? Well, it's not you, it's me. And I'm moving on.
You're out.
I'm out.
What about you, Bobby?
I think it just depends how much we hit it off. Like anything else.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say how much blood.
Well, you know.
I don't think it's like gushing, but it's like just blood, like, beads. Sweat comes out of your pores, it would look like red.
That stinks for her, huh? Coming up, we have an update on Amy and the kids again.
Oh.
Another one. This has been like the last 4 days of nothing but updates.
It's been an exciting
It feels like it's getting closer. Like they could be here tomorrow. I'm just, I don't want to spoil the surprise. Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's have an Amy update. Yeah. So many updates. It all happened last week when a listener said, hey, what's the update with Amy's kids? And Amy's like, well, I'm glad you asked. And you told him, like, I think I'm getting the kids before Christmas. Then we followed up, and you had talked to somebody who used to run the country of Haiti.
Yeah, he's former prime minister.
And then he comes to town.
Yeah, he came to Nashville.
And then it's like, what's happening? It's all happening so fast now. And so if you're new to the show, Amy tried to have babies unsuccessfully, tried to adopt domestically unsuccessfully, went on a mission trip. Went to an orphanage, found two children, said, oh, these are my kids. And it's been 4.5 years later. And everybody's at their wit's end, but no one as much as Amy. So he's in town.
So we go to lunch. And I told him that I said on the radio the dates he had told me, like the important day for paperwork, November 7th, and that in his opinion, we'd have the kids before Christmas. I said, but no pressure. But I told on the radio that you said that, and he was like, oh, and he looked at one of his colleagues that was with him, and he was like, oh, we better make a phone call to da da da. Like, I think he was sort of joking, but not really, because now the pressure's on. And then he said, you know, I still feel that way. And then he ended up coming to my house that night before an event, and there's like pictures of the kids everywhere. So I think him having that connection and like seeing them and seeing us, he's like, okay. But he did tell me, he said, the problem with my position where I am right now is I used to tell people what to do. Now I have to ask them. So he's former prime minister, and there's a totally different regime there. But he is doing what he can, and he showed me legit messages he's had with people back and forth about our case file. And
so when's the earliest you could get these kids?
I didn't ask that.
Ooh.
The earliest to me I threw a hypothetical out there about that. I said my husband has some work stuff, and I said, but I mean, he can really do whatever. So like, say you got the kids here in like 2 or 3 weeks, no problem. But he didn't really like look at that as a possibility, because where our paperwork now, he still wants to respect that November 7th. So we'll see what happens.
November 7th is paperwork.
Our paperwork will move out of one department to the next.
When are you getting the kids? In your mind, what date? By what date? I need a date.
Okay, I'll give you a date of... Let's do December 25th. I'm getting them for Christmas.
Oh, you're going to get them for Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to me.
Okay. Does your husband feel different? Because he's really the barometer here. Does he feel after these meetings that the kids could be really coming
now? He's next year.
Still, even with the meeting?
He likes this guy and he trusts him, obviously, and he thinks it's nothing against that. He just will not allow himself to get... He's been excited about dates before, and he just doesn't want to even let himself go there. Because it's hard on my husband. Like, that's one thing that I've seen him, like a softer side of him with the kids and being a dad is, you know, he just wants to, I think, either protect himself and remain tough. So if he gets his hopes up, then he'll show weakness if it doesn't happen. No offense, honey. There's nothing wrong with weakness if you're listening.
Does he listen back to all the shows?
Yeah, pretty much.
I should watch what I say, huh?
Well, like, what do you say? You normally, like, if anything, you make him...
Sound
you,
like no, he's Macho Man.
No, no,
oh, yeah, he's for sure, like, Ultimate Fighter.
Okay, no,
yeah, yeah.
He's not.
Like, for sure, everybody no. out there, like, if oh, you gosh. See Amy's husband, don't mess with him.
No, this is the worst. He doesn't like when you do this, because then when people meet him, they're disappointed.
Well, they shouldn't be, because he'll snap their necks with a pinky and a ring finger. They're like, wow!
He's like, Bobby builds it up, and then people meet me, and they're like, what? You're Amy's husband?
That's right.
Hiding I thought you were going to be like Vin Diesel.
Hiding in broad, that was Ray said that. Hiding in broad daylight, like he's a bad man. Mm-hmm. That's one dude. Listen, we only got to fight once, and I barely won, so I respect.
Okay.
Now you're saying Bobby couldn't take your husband?
No, but when do you think my kids are going to get here?
Next year.
Really? You too? You too? You're siding with him?
I side with. I've been let down so many times.
Oh.
Can what we about not you, move Lunchbox?
It up? I was thinking Thanksgiving. I think it's going for a shocker.
Y'all, right. How crazy would that be? I can't even imagine. I'm getting too excited. We must stop.
There's the update. Amy had a big charity event, and he was here, the prime minister, old prime minister, the ex-prime minister.
Yeah, former.
Former prime minister, and that's the update. Get those kids.
Get those kids.
Get those kids.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
What do you have over there?
I have an email from a listener about your emotional barriers.
Okay.
Because we're talking about your breakup and anyway, how you've got walls up, barriers, and you push people away.
We weren't. You were.
Oh.
You got mouth in your pocket.
I talk to y'all. That is a we conversation.
Okay,
so me and the listeners, we've been talking.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me the email.
So this email said, Amy, just wanted to send a thanks for trying to get Bobby to break through his emotional barriers. The other guys are so flippant about Lindsay, but you see that she's a person too, and they are dealing with matters of the heart. Bobby's hurts are deeper than any of us can completely understand. And likely will never be fixed, no matter how much.
Wait, what? Never be fixed?
I know. I don't like that word, never.
Go ahead.
Likely never. And no matter how much we try or want to love him, you,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to do anything. It's beyond
well,
us.
That's sad. Well, I've been going back to therapy.
Okay.
Actually, I took a later flight and didn't take a bus on Friday so I could make sure to go to my once a week therapy session.
Okay. That's like, commitment.
I'm making it a priority.
That is true.
There's a lot of stuff at once. My relationship breaking up, terrible, stinks. My dog getting cancer, terrible, stinks. What happened in Las Vegas just melted me.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else happened I haven't even told you about.
What?
That I'm not ready to talk about yet. But, and it was all in like a 45 day period. Oh, you won't know. You'll never guess. Stop.
I hate that you're dealing with all of this. And there's literally something. What? Okay, I get it. I mean, if you're not ready to talk about it, you're not ready to talk about it. But
I'm not ready to talk about it.
Okay.
I've been writing about it.
Wow.
That's how I deal.
Okay.
I wrote a song called Namaste about it. Here you go. See, I got to make a joke.
But do you agree with that your hurts are deeper than we can?
Nope. Feel like just another day.
Do you think that you push people away?
Nope.
In the hard times?
I like to bring you closer.
I don't think so, but
I really dread the holidays.
I know. Oh. And the holidays are coming.
I really dread the holidays.
That's another layer. There's too much right now. There's too much.
I dread the holidays because what am I going to do for Christmas?
Well, you can come hang out with me and my husband and maybe our kids.
I will never do that.
Why?
Because you'll be at your own family's. I never want to go to somebody else's family and be the guy that's like, he had nowhere to go. So I'll just go somewhere and get completely. If my dog is still around, that's the thing too. I don't even know. Listen, people got worse problems than me. So I'm not even.
Yeah, but that doesn't make your problems any less important.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
When people have worse problems, you shouldn't feel bad about yours.
Okay.
That's how I feel about me.
So you just, the only person that can feel worse is the person with the worst problem in all the world.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to find them. So, okay. You know.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
I was reading this article about how women feel when they see a man cry. Now, I have trouble crying, period.
Yeah.
Even to myself. I have trouble letting that little wall down. Does your husband cry in front of you?
If he has, it has been few and far between. And I actually like it. I like showing emotion and that it's okay. He's similar to you. Like, he doesn't, I don't think he would want people to even know that I'm saying he's ever cried.
I think that, like, I feel like I have to be the strong one.
Yeah.
And he probably feels the same way.
100%. And he wants to be that. You're so correct in saying that. But I think it's okay to, like, if you're sad about something, you got to get it out.
They asked a bunch of women, and like 70% of women say when they see a guy cry, it just makes them want to give him a big old hug.
Aww.
Like the guy shouldn't freak out.
Make it your thing.
I don't feel like it makes me seem weak. I just feel like I'm looked at as the leader and the strong one, and I got to keep it together for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else can break. I'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the opposite.
You are. But that's why we work. So if we're both over here crying,
that's
the whole thing.
I'm like, I'm weak. Take me. I'm crying.
Lunchbox, you and your wife?
She'll cry in front of me, no problem.
Yeah, but what about you in front of her?
I cried in front of her like when someone dies, but that's about it.
Yeah?
I mean, there's nothing else really to cry about.
Wedding. You cried at your wedding.
We saw you cry.
Didn't cry at my wedding?
Yeah, you did.
Hey.
Yep.
Everybody, yep.
Everybody that's there say he cried I.
He cried I.
I, he cried I.
That's the worst I thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I did not understand your voting system there because...
Lunchbox was like, I take thee to be my wife.
Forever.
And it was awesome.
Hey, can you hit that fake news clip
real
quick?
And it was awesome.
Can you hit that fake news?
Yeah, there you go.
That was Real News.
Real News.
In sickness.
Real News.
Health.
It was awesome, but it was
guys. You guys are making things up.
Part.
No, it was awesome. We were all like our whole row. Was
okay,
like, he's
okay. You
want right to
play this game?
What?
You want to play this game? Stop, Bobby. I don't know if I'm gonna do it to you.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm gonna
what?
Do?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. NLR, did I cry at my wedding?
I believe so. Yes.
There you go.
I do. I believe so. Hey, what do you mean, there you go? I said yes. Like I really believe you did.
Okay.
In my heart, I swear to you, I believe
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, we saw tears.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see tears. I was too far away, but I heard him choke. Go.
Oh, okay.
But I felt like he cried.
All right.
Yes. That in my heart.
I just wanted to know. I can't lie on NLR.
I
just wanted to make sure you understood what I was asking.
And for new listeners, NLR is like they're basically like it's a secret code on how they know the other person is 100% telling the truth.
And nobody else knows what it means except me and my dude over there.
Yeah.
That's right.
We tried to figure it out, like, not lying, really?
Man, it's so special, it makes me want to cry.
Yeah, me too. We have our own moment right now.
You're so cute.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, so Amy was booking a reservation because she's taking her husband out. They're having a special night.
Yeah. Well, us and some friends. Yeah. So kind of a nicer restaurant, special occasion, friends flying into town, whatnot. So I thought, hey, we're going to kind of go to one of the restaurants with like, you know, $3 signs next to it.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go to Yelp, it's like $1 sign, $2 signs, $3 signs. Well, this one had $3 signs. I'm like, okay. You know, then also I noticed when I'm booking the reservation online, it says that no cell phones are allowed in the dining room.
Well, that's cool.
Awesome.
They don't even have one of those cute little boxes. It's not about being trendy and having one of those little boxes that you put your cell phone into. It's just like, I think they've been this way for a while. It's just their thing. Like, it's a nice restaurant and they don't want you to have your cell phone out.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm like, wait.
Terrible idea.
How did I know you disagree with
I would not be
it.
Going. I just wanted to...
Yeah. And then if it is such cool food, like, don't they want people Instagramming it?
They obviously don't.
They don't need it. It's so good.
It's so good.
Can you not take a group picture together at your table? Because Ooh. They say
good
no
question.
Cell phone.
Good question.
They didn't say no cameras. So I guess
you might have to get the disposable for that one.
Amy's hauling it when you wind it. So what?
Know.
So do you leave your cell phones in the car?
Interesting. Yeah. What do you think we should do?
Test it. See what they do when you have your phone.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Walk in and be like, here we are. Like you're shooting an Insta story. We're here.
See what they do.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just never seen that advertised as like a thing. Like
I don't like that phones are bad on all the, like phones aren't bad. Phones are great.
I mean, I think this, I'm not joking. This is the kind of place where I think this rule was implemented even with like Zach Morris phones, like the big ones or like the flip phones. I don't think it has anything to do with like technology and smartphones and people having face-to-face conversations.
It's just an old school rule.
I guess.
Well, if I can't tweet, I can't eat. That's not real.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
So Eddie Jr. Jr. plays soccer.
Yeah.
Does he like it?
He likes it. He likes baseball better, but I think we're just in the middle of the season now and he's just like, whatever, we got to do this.
Team good?
Team's awesome.
Really?
We're undefeated.
Is he good?
I know. I mean, he's like the rest of them. He just kind of follows the ball, and sometimes he gets a kick in here and there.
So why is the team so good?
Because there's this one kid, man, This kid is the Ronaldo. We call him Little Ronaldo because he is awesome. He scores 15 goals a game.
Wait a minute.
15.
Wait, he's 4 years old.
Yes, he's four.
And he's scoring 15 goals on your team.
As soon as another kid, yeah, the kid, the team's name is the Dragons, by the way. As soon as another kid from the other team gets the ball, it's gone. Little Ronaldo takes it, runs it down the field, and boom, in the goal, in the net. It's amazing.
He dominates at four?
Dominates.
Now, so what's his, like, his parents play soccer? Is he just a good athlete?
His parents look like athletes, but I mean, this kid looks like he's been playing for 30 years and he's 4 years old.
So, okay, literally he's scoring like 15 goals a game?
No, literally, like Junior can't even, when Junior even maybe gets a foot in the ball, and Ronaldo gets it, he's like, I got it, and he just takes it and rips it in the net.
So he's a ball hog. He steals it from his own team?
Here's the problem.
Oh.
Parents are starting to get a little upset at Little Ronaldo.
Do you keep score?
I do.
No, but no.
I'm yelling, like, Ronaldo with another one. Like,
but they keep score.
No, okay. No, they're too young to keep score.
So parents on your own team are getting mad.
Well, the parents on our team are kind of like, okay, my kid never gets the ball because Little Ronaldo's taking it every single time. And then parents on the other one's like, come on, this isn't fair. Like, this kid should be an advanced level. Like, our kids just want to play soccer and they're not even touching the ball.
But is he of age, the same age as everybody else?
Same age.
So he should, if he wants to, dominate. Could he move up and dominate a league, even a league up?
Oh, he could do two ages up and he would probably dominate. This, I'm telling you, this kid will be in the World Cup representing the United States. He is amazing. We played 7 teams, Bones. They can't touch him. No one, not one kid can touch this
He's
kid.
He's four.
He's 4 years old. Little Ronaldo is amazing.
Dang, I need to get a sponsorship deal with these dudes. The Dragons are just dominating,
He's
huh?
so good. And he has a smile on his face every single time.
Does your son care or not?
No. He's friends with little Ronaldo.
So Ronaldo's liked by the other kids, too.
Oh, of course. Like, especially our team. We win every game.
It's all about winning. I don't know why those parents are mad.
You don't win. There's no score.
No, but they can tell when their team's scoring 15-0.
All right, good story. May have to come watch out of Dragons.
You should. Saturday mornings, come on out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so the World Series was last night, game one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Game one.
And I saw how much tickets went for, and I could not believe it. I mean, I could not believe that people pay this to watch a baseball game, but I mean, I guess it's part of history.
So, secondary sites.
Yes.
Okay, how much were tickets?
$3,164 a ticket.
That was the average price.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so that means some people paid $6,000 or $7,000.
Oh yeah, I'm sure people paid $10,000, $20,000 to be up front.
That is nutso.
Isn't that crazy?
But is it to be able to say, I've been to the World Series?
I think if you're a huge Dodgers fan and they haven't been there in 25 years or so.
Right.
Okay, cool. What do you think is cooler, attending the World Series or Super Bowl?
If it's your team?
A little bit.
I've been to both.
Okay.
I was a huge Cubs fan, and the Super Bowl was kind of lame. I'd rather watch Super Bowl on TV. The Super Bowl was just about saying you were going, like, World Series. Okay. For me, it was World Series. It's just different, but World Series. Because my team was in it.
Cool.
Yeah. What else?
Okay, so guess what? After we die, our brain is still alive, and we may even know we're dying.
I saw this. Our bodies are dead, but our brain keeps thinking.
I keep thinking about it.
I don't like that.
Like, I saw it too, but then I keep reading more and more about it, and I'm like, whoa, you mean when I die, I'm gonna know? Like, my brain's telling me you're dying.
And the thing is, we never have any proof because we can't have a conversation with that brain.
Oh, that's weird. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Is that creepy to you?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm kind of fascinated by it more than weirded out. Yeah, what else you got?
Okay, so have you ever talked to Siri and you try to talk to her about like a contact that you have in your phone, but she doesn't understand you because your friend's name is different or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's a hack for that.
Okay.
You go, hey, Siri.
Oh, don't say that. Oh. Our people's phones are going to get set off.
I'm not going to say that.
Well, you just did, but go ahead.
Sorry, people, but you alert her. And then you say, show contact, and then you spell out the name for her, and then she'll forever remember. So you spell it out phonetically.
Okay. That means nothing to me.
That's
why you can't say that. Now, everybody's phones that were listening to the show just all got set off all around the country.
Even my own. Well, don't be mad at me. My phone went off, too.
All right. Okay. What else?
I mean, if you're a mom of a teenager, heads up, teens are sleep deprived. And you know the one reason why, or the number one reason?
Netflix.
Smartphones.
Wow,
I mean, you can watch Netflix on there, but they are spending so much time on their phones, and teenagers need 9 hours of sleep. And I think, honestly, adults do too. So put down your phone and get some sleep.
Okay, Meemaw. Well, I'll put down our phones. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, there's a pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Thanks to Luke Bryan. Thanks to Kelsey Ballerini. Appreciate them coming by. Man, packed show. Tomorrow's a packed show. Tomorrow, Kenny Chesney, Luke Combs, both coming by tomorrow? Dang. I guess this is where you come when you need to promote something, huh?
Yeah, this is quite the...
Yeah. Anyway, studio. Chesney in tomorrow and Luke Combs in tomorrow. Appreciate you guys so much. I got a big day ahead of me. I got to put a tux on and go tell some jokes to some senators. And I predict... 30% of the jokes will bomb.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad, that's right. Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Mr. Bobby Bones.